In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Welcome back to your series, Treasures. And today we'll start reading from the Epistle of St. Paul to Rome, chapter 7 and verse 12. Therefore the law is holy, and the commandment holy and just and good. You remember the story of St. Paul in Romans. There was a problem that people started to say that the law of Moses is very much necessary for their salvation. And although St. Paul was a very Jewish in mind, but still he fought this heresy strongly, because he thought that any role of the law of Moses will be on the sake of affecting the power of the cross. So there should be only one Savior, and one way of salvation is to believe in Christ and to stick to Him through the sacraments of the Church. That's why he stood against this heresy, and he fought strongly about the value of the law in the salvation of man. But here he is saying the law is holy, the commandment holy, just and good. There was no problem with the commandments, with the law itself. But the problem, it's in the sinful nature of man, which you know, he gained after corruption. Man was created on the image of God. He was healthy, he was sane, he was pure. But with the free will of man, he chose to do the sin. So with the sinful action, his nature was corrupted. So the problem now, it's in the corruption of the nature of Adam. It's not in the law given by God after Adam. Had then what is good become death to me? So he is asking the question, if the law is good, then the good thing became death to me? Certainly not, because it's not the problem of the law. Had then what is good become death to me? Certainly not. But sin, that it might appear sin, was producing death in me through what is good, so that sin through the commandment might become exceedingly sinful. So the sinful nature, the corrupted nature, is behind all sins. So having the law of Moses, it's not the problem of itself. The commandment of God showed Adam and his offspring the real problem. They now know what to do right and what's wrong, but they choose to do the wrong way. That's why they became more sinful in their nature. It might appear sin was producing death in me through what is good, so that sin through the commandment might become exceedingly sinful. So, you know, the idea of sin is not clear in the minds of many people. Some people may say there is nothing called sin. Man can do whatever he likes. But actually, the conscience of man who was created on the image of God can see what's right and what's wrong. And doing many sinful acts will bring out the corrupted nature. People can see how much darkness prevails on the human nature. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin. For what I am doing, I do not understand. For what I will to do, that I do not practicing, but what I hate, that I do. There is a conflict in the heart of man. Man chose to be good, but he failed to be good. He couldn't choose to do all the time the good thing. But many times he is doing bad. So he feels there is a problem in his heart. How much he do bad things, although his mind tells him that you should go the right way. I'm carnal, sold under sin. For what I'm doing, I do not understand. For what I will to do, that I do not practice, but what I hate, that I do. So when you do what you hate, it means that there is a problem in your nature. The corruption pushed you to do the bad thing. That's after the Adam's sin. The corruption happened. Now the nature of human beings become corrupted, become having the tendency to do always the bad things, the wrong things. If then I do what I will not do, I agree with the law that it is good. But now it's no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells in me. So anyone like Paul who believes in God, who wants to be righteous, who wants to follow the commandment of God, he is agreeing with the law that these commandments are perfect. I wish to do all these commandments, but I cannot because there is some power inside my heart pushed me the other way. So that's the nature, the new corrupted nature of man. But by mind he agreed that the law, the commandments are fine. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, nothing good dwells, for to will is present with me. But how to perform what is good, I do not. So there is a big failure in the will of man. Now man will to do good, but he failed to do good, because he is prisoned in his nature. The old nature of the sinful, corrupted state of Adam after doing the sin, prevailing over the humankind. So people cannot do the commandments given by God. So all people are condemned, and there is no way out except by the Savior himself. Again, for I know that in me, it's in my flesh, nothing good dwells, for to will is present with me, but how to perform what is good, I do not find. So although he had the will to do good, but he cannot do it. Because, you know, his body do not follow his will always. There is a conflict between the body and the spirit, as he mentioned in another epistle, the epistle to Galatians, chapter 5. That there is a conflict between the Spirit of God and the body of man. The Spirit of God wants to be as righteous as Christ himself, and the body of man takes you down to be as sinful as Adam. For the good that I will to do, I do not do, but the evil I will not to do, that I practice. So he confessed, he admit that many times he is doing these bad things, although he did not like to do this. You know, when you listen to this, you feel like St. Paul is talking very down to earth. All of us feel this feeling. Sometimes I have the will to do good things, but I fail to do it. When I want to pray, sometimes I feel like lazy, I feel like sleepy. So I did not pray. Sometimes I want to fast, but it came some time that I need to eat, and I may break the fasting just because I want to eat. So many times we feel this conflict. And this conflict actually proved that there is two powers now in man. The power of the sinful nature given by being a humankind, related to Adam, and the power of the Holy Spirit, the power of salvation, the power of being the Son of God, the Holy Spirit inside our heart, that pushed us to be very good. So this conflict is very well known to everyone. I find then a law that evil is present with me, the one who wills to do good, for I delight in the law of God according to the inward man. But I see another law in my members warring against the law of my mind. So when he speaks again about the law, there was no problem in the law. The problem inside us. But the law of Moses was fine. So St. Paul wanted to prove that he is not against the law of Moses. He's against the idea that the law of Moses is the source of our salvation. The law of Moses could not change our nature, could not give us the power to be good. He gave us just the list of what's to do, what's good we have to do. But actually there is no power in the law. The power is given by the Holy Spirit be called of redemption given by the Lord. I find then a law that evil is present with me, the one who wills to do good. For I delight in the law of God according to the inward man. But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind. So again, it's like a war. Continuous war between the law of the mind, which is, you know, it goes with the spiritual ideas, spiritual teaching of our Lord Jesus Christ. So I agree with all the words of God. I know God speaks truth, God speaks right. But to do what's right, I cannot. So there was a war, bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members. So sometimes I feel like captured by the sinful nature. I feel like prisoned. I cannot get out of my lust, out of my bad things. Although I know God wants me to be a saint, but I cannot by myself. So he will give us the solution. Again, there is no salvation without the power of Christ himself. When you stick to Christ, when the Holy Spirit fills our heart, when we are spiritually strong, now we can feel the freedom of the New Testament. We can enjoy the life of the new beings of God. But you know, when we are captured in our lusts, we cannot enjoy the gifts given in the New Testament. Oh, wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? So sometimes when you strive against your body, when you struggle against your sin, you feel like you want to get rid of this body and all its lusts. So who can save me from myself, from my body? And when we speak about body, actually there is nothing wrong with the organic body, the physical body. But it's the lusts in the body, the old nature, the desires, the bad desires related to the body. But it's not, you know, what God created, the good body for man. I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So he ended this up by saying that there is only one Savior and there is only one way to get out of this problem. It's the power of salvation, the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. He redeemed us. He died for us. He gave us the new nature. He overcame the corrupted nature. He puts in our heart his Spirit so we can live a new life, different life. So then, with the mind, I myself serve the law of God. So when I read the Bible, when I study the commandments, I'm happy. My mind agrees. But still, when it comes to doing, to practicing this, there is always a problem. But with the flesh, the law of sin. So again, with the mind, I myself serve the law of Christ, I think good. I can understand what the will of God. But with the flesh, the law of sin. The flesh pushed me down to go another way. Chapter 8. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. So, the final solution of the problem. If you walk by the Spirit, now you are not walking by the flesh. You will overcome this problem. You will overcome this war. Now, the winner is the Spirit of God. So there is no condemnation for those who are walking in the Spirit, by the Spirit, guided by the Spirit of God. Therefore, now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. When he say in Christ Jesus, meaning that they believe in Christ Jesus as God incarnate, the Savior, they were baptized in the name of the Lord, so they are united with the Lord, and they had the Holy Spirit in the sacrament of Myron, and they stick to the Lord by the Eucharist, so these people are in Christ. So staying in Christ with the power of the sacraments and the guidance of the Spirit, now you are free. You are not anymore captured the flesh cannot push you down anymore. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. So he made it this way, that there is like two laws. He called it the law of the Spirit, which are the commandments of the Lord Jesus Christ written in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit pushed me to be Christ-like, which kind of a law. And the old law of the flesh, which the lusts, the desires, the dark side of life. So he said, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God did by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, on account of sin, he condemned sin in the flesh. Again, he's saying, for what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh. The law of Moses before Christ was weak because it failed to push people to be good. So the law was weak, not because the word of God is weak, but simply because the receiver, the people who received the law, were very weak, were corrupted. So they could not be up to the commandments of this law. So the law appeared like being weak because it helped no one. No one could be helped by the law of Moses because of the corrupted nature. God did by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh. So God interfered, sent his only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. So he is the Logos incarnate in the flesh, in the likeness of the sinful flesh. He couldn't say in the sinful flesh because Christ did not take a sinful flesh. But Christ took our body, our flesh, our human nature, but with no sin. But he was like anyone, like any man. He had a real human nature. That's why he made it this way, his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh. On account of sin, just for the sake of this problem called sin, he condemned sin in the flesh. He conquered sin in the flesh of humankind. He attacked devil and evil power taking the man. So the war was in the humankind body. And by incarnation and redemption, Christ gave us the freedom to get out of this old nature, corrupted nature, and to live freely with the new nature of being Christ-like. That's simply the whole idea of the Epistle of St. Paul to Romans. Simply, there is no salvation, no freedom, no rescue with the law of Moses. The only way to be saved is to stick to our Lord Jesus Christ, our God and our Savior. Glory to God. Amen.